God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the King. From we celebrate this second last Sunday of the church year, picks up on the Lord's words
through the prophet to the people. He says, look, disaster is spreading from nation to nation. A mighty storm is rising from the ends of the earth. This is our text. Now, I will admit our words today don't sound very pleasant at all. Isn't it happy and joyful to know that, yes, there's going to be more disaster?
But within this message, in this text, there's still that element of hope. You see, God doesn't leave us without hope, and sometimes we actually need that disaster in our life to help remind us of the hope. One way of looking at it is sort of a cliche that we sometimes use in today's times. You can't appreciate the good times until you have the bad times. Sometimes we need those bad times in our lives to remind us on how good and blessed we truly are. This last year has been very interesting. As we read through the newspapers, it seems like there's one natural disaster after another. If it wasn't for a hurricane, then there was an earthquake, and then more hurricanes. And now, even last night, there was a couple tornadoes. And even a couple weeks before, there were more tornadoes. We turn around and we seem to see one disaster after another taking place. This has caused some Christians to think, does this mean that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is coming and coming soon? And the answer is yes. Ever since His death and resurrection, He promised to return. Yes, He is coming, and He is coming soon. And yes, that was over 2,000 years ago. But we need to be reminded of that, because we really don't know at what day or what time or what hour or what moment our Lord and Savior is going to come back. So this day, we rejoice in the church year, knowing that, yes, disaster is going to come, but our Lord and Savior's faithfulness, His love, His forgiveness will always be with us regardless what happens. Let me first start by saying, let's think of it this way. As the Christian church looks forward to being with our Lord and Savior in heaven above, being in a place where there is no pain, no suffering, where we will be whole, where we will be complete for the first time ever in our existence, a day in which we look forward to. But it's a day we also, some of us, may be a little unsure about. Let's put it this way. The day we enter eternal life and live forever with our Lord and Savior in heaven above is also the same day that our physical life here on earth expires. Whether it be Christ coming again in His triumphal entry, or whether it be our physical death. Everything that we know, all the people, all the toys, all the possessions, our careers, so to speak, in one essence, they're not going to be the same. We can't take our possessions with us. We can't take our car, our home, our career with us to heaven above. We have no need of those things in heaven above. Henceforth, there are some who would sit there and say, this isn't a good thing if we are so attached to the things of the world around us that we can't leave our iPods, our computer systems, our toys, of whatever sorts they may be, to be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above. This is where our text comes in for today, because in one essence, as Christians, just like the same as the people during the time of the Old Testament, during the prophet Jeremiah, we need a little bit of that wake-up call to remind us what's truly important. Let me describe, first of all, this wake-up call for those of you who are parents. You know, you do give wonderful and good gifts to your children. And sometimes while your child is playing with these gifts, these toys, they forget about the other things, like mom or dad, or they forget about doing their chores, the other responsibilities they may have, which may invoke a mom or a dad to sit there and say, you see this toy that's consuming your time? I'm going to take it away from you. You're not going to see it anymore. The child is completely devastated. How can mom and dad do such a thing? This is my toy. This is a gentle reminder to the child that, yes, there are some more important things in this world besides toys. The child at that time is feeling completely devastated. Let me use that as a type or as a little bit of a description of what happens when disasters come into our lives, whether they be natural disasters of hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes, or maybe it'd be more disaster on a local level. Because God uses these disasters as a little bit of a wake-up call to remind us of what's truly important so that we don't get attached to the things of this world. I once ran across a sainted woman who believed and trusted in God and said to me, "You know, one of the best learning experiences in my life was when the house burned down and we lost everything. All the family heirlooms, all the physical possessions of this earth, she literally had nothing except for there was one thing the fire could not take away, and that was her faith in her Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. She learned from that disaster that that was the most important thing." Today in our times, as we see the disasters taking place around the world, even in our own country, even in the states right next door to us, and maybe even in our own community and down the block, our own friends and neighbors, what do the disasters do to us? Do they remind us and motivate us to go to the one thing that is most important, the forgiveness of sins and the love that God alone provides, or do we sit there in grief and complain, what kind of God do we have that takes away possessions and income and livelihood? When we see the natural disasters in the South with the various hurricanes, does our cynical, hard, selfish heart say, well, that's what they get by moving so close to the ocean. Of course a hurricane can come. Or is our hearts filled with God's love and forgiveness, which says, how can I help out? How can I take what God has given to me and share with them? Likewise, when those natural disasters may come into your life, and it's only a matter of time, not that we really have to worry about hurricanes here, but there are other forms of disasters that can come into our lives. Are we one of the first ones to get on our knees in prayer and say, Lord, strengthen my faith. Give me the hope and security to know that you're always there to help me make it through these dark times. Or does our selfish, sinful heart sit there and rebel and complain and saying, what kind of loving God can do this to me? If we're in that selfish heart category, let's pick up the lesson that the kids need to learn when they get so obsessed with a toy that they don't share. They get so obsessed with the toy, they forget about mom and dad. They get so obsessed with the toy, they want to blot out all things in life. That toy needs to be taken away to remind that child there are more important things in life. Now, if you're thinking I'm exaggerating with these toy-type concepts and you have in the back of your mind some little one-year-old or two-year-old, I have in the back of my mind some junior higher or high schooler sitting there in front of some video game-type concept, or on the internet, wasting away hours and hours and hours a day. Yes, in one essence, I was that one child many years ago, not with video games, but with TV. I would sit before the TV over 40 hours a week until the Lord challenged me and got me to see there is more important things in life than just the accumulation of toys. The Lord has to soften our heart to remind us that, yes, His love does endure forever. It gets beyond, and sometimes He uses these natural disasters in our own lives and in the world sort of as a wake-up call that says, what's really important? He was using the upcoming disaster for the destruction of Jerusalem for the people of Israel at the time of Jeremiah the prophet to try to stir up the people right before the great conquest of Israel so that the people would understand that, yes, relationship with God is the most important thing. Unfortunately, the people of Israel did not learn that lesson very well. Jerusalem was destroyed. They were taken into exile. the people of God were wondering, why is this happening? The answer that God was trying to continue to remind them was, return to the Lord. The Lord is coming again. We also need to hear the same message. As the title of this sermon is, how many disasters? How many disasters do we need in our own lives to return to the Lord? To grow in that faith that He has given to us. And to realize that that faith is important. To take the time not only to receive that precious gift of God, but also to share that gift of God. We have a wonderful opportunity here at Trinity with our early childhood care program to share that gift of God with little ones entrusted to us, not only to take care of them during the day, to provide a place of safety for them and nurturing them, but also to teach them God's Word. This is important because the Christian can be selfish again by saying, thank you, Lord, for my faith, but then not sharing that gift of love and forgiveness, especially with those in need. So we ask the Lord to soften our hearts, distill in us a living faith. As the psalmist says in our offertory, to create in us a new life, a new spirit, to renew that new spirit within us so that we will proclaim what the Lord has done for us. How many disasters will it take? Hope and pray we learn the easy way and not the hard way. That the Lord will soften our hearts so that we will be motivated to share God's gifts, and especially the precious gift of eternal life as we share our faith with those around us. So we ask the Lord to continue to strengthen us. As the Scripture reminds us, He will not give us more than we can bear, but the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. Our sinful human nature wants to sit there and say, enough, Lord, but He knows that we are stronger. We need to rely on Him as the source of our life, our eternal life. So this day, as the church celebrates the second last Sunday of the church year, we do look forward to our Lord and Savior coming again. And yes, we do understand that all our toys will be taken away from us, but we will be given the gift of eternal life, which is better than the hottest and greatest toy on the toy market in today's world. So this day, we rejoice with the church as we look forward to the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we ask Him to soften our hearts so that when He comes again, we will shout with all joy and triumph, thank you, Lord. And as the psalmist says, come, Lord Jesus. This day we do give praise and thanks, for the Lord has blessed us with many things. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.